commonly called the Mortuary Temple of Khufu, which they're all mortuary temples of Khufu. So you have this thing, and then we'll go down in here. You go first.
How do you think they did it?
Well, they excavated this thing in situ, directly from the bedrock. This
and
container
built this around it.
Was not moved in and out. They carved the passageway. They excavated the chamber, and then they carved this thing directly from the bedrock in situ. Being able to get inside of it, carve out the lid, all from a solid piece of bedrock in here.
That's amazing.
In the chamber. So it was never moved in and out.
No.
It was literally carved from this whole piece of bedrock and still right here. Look how big this thing is.
It's insane.
So the question remains, how did they get the lid off of here?
Right.
Lift this thing up to be able to carve out the inside and the underside of the lid.
Before they detached it from the top.
Right.
You carved down to a length that includes
like about
this.
Yeah, right.
Then you split it.
Yeah.
And then have this that'll eventually sit down on top of
it. In the inside must, I mean.
But it also looks like, you see down at the bottom? It's not attached to the bedrock at the bottom anymore either.
No.
So it's been detached.
Yeah.
So why go through all that extra effort of right. detaching it from the bedrock if it was just going to sit here, you know? You just keep it.
Finish
off. Yeah, you wouldn't have to, because, I mean, hypothetically, you could do it from the top down and then
just leave it, this. Yeah, it'll fall seamless, you know?
To what point? To what point?
So that's why I like coming down in here. It's because one of those anomalies that a lot of people don't get to see this area, and there's not a real good rationale for doing it this way. Weird shit that nobody ever shows on the Giza Plateau. We'll start here.